The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Scott and Courtney ignite a huge debate.
The truth is, anybody dating somebody is going to feel neglected when their significant other is spending more time with their ex than with them.
Could you date someone who's this close to their ex? Plus, Wendy Williams' super embarrassing moment. And we're talking to Michelle Obama. Enough said.
Well, Queen, welcome. Haley Pop.
It's a big day here on Daily Pop. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way. We're going to sit down with Michelle Obama. Plus, we're talking dating, beauty, and some embarrassing moments on live TV, our favorite. But first, Scott reveals that Courtney may be the reason why none of his relationships work out.
I just think people come into our lives and think it's maybe easier than they think. It's definitely not easy that we see each other, work together, and are friends. My priority has been my children, and I even put it out there that taking care of you is one of my priorities. I realize that Sophia has been an absolute trooper, but the truth is, anybody dating somebody is gonna feel neglected when their significant other is spending more time with their ex than with them.
I don't know if you guys just heard it in that particular clip, but because we may have had to silence it for something else, but she goes, after he says, like, my relationships may be going down because I make you a priority, she goes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And took a sip of wine.
Yeah. She's like, totally, because obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
She probably is like, I don't want you to make me a priority.
But she didn't say that. She just said, like, yeah. It's like so the Kardashians to just be like, I mean, obviously, yeah, so your dating life's going to crumbles because of me.
Yeah. I think he's just in his comfort zone, honestly. Like, he truly cannot move on with somebody because he is so comfortable being next to her, whether that is as lovers or as friends. But I think that's something that he should probably work on in his scenario, don't you think?
Yeah, but he also brought up that if we're not together now, we'll be together later. He is absolutely not looking at someone else. Like, he wants to grow old with her and his kids. Because you have to remember, the kids are going to be out the house. You know, they're going to go to college or have their own careers or whatever they're going to do. So it's not going to be about the kids.
At the end, he even throws out, are we going to just, like, always live, like, a house down from each other or move in? I mean Courtney's just like, well,
that?
I think we need to respect each other's relationships.
Yes.
I mean, I think Courtney wants to keep the distance. I think Scott feels like, look, none of my other relationships are really going to pan out as long as me and you are this close. And he's still got those feelings, sweet feelings for her. And so I think still if Courtney would just say, let's try this, he'd say, okay. But I don't think it's gonna work at this point. I think they've been apart for so long and they've grown apart. And I truly think Courtney is in a really good place. And I don't think she wants that to that, go back that, down that road
yeah.
again.
But I even have to look at, I think, too, you have to look at the bigger picture in this whole scenario. And we talk about this relationship, you know, every month, I feel like. But we forget to bring up one important aspect of it. Scott lost both of his parents. He had no siblings. He had no other family members around. So the Kardashians for him became a family. Kourtney for him became like a sister. So I think for him, the thought of losing her or losing that connection to her, whether it be sexual, whether it be just...
But you said a sister. He looks at her like a sister.
No, I'm saying like, it became more of a, no matter what happens between us, I'm stuck with you because you are, because you and I are family now.
But that family has become his family.
Yes.
But as a woman who has dated men with another family that they were probably still with. No. Who's had a past. When you get older, when you're younger, you're really jealous. When you get a little older, you're like, you know, especially if you like the ex-wife, and the ex-wife is nice. It's when they're jealous and mean. But when they're cool, we're cool. I think it could work out. It makes things easier, and you can have another relationship. You're like, go. She should be like, go, Scott. Enjoy your life. As long as the woman respects her and the children, I think it's just what they talk about, these blended families. And that's why I give my, you know, applause to Will Smith and Jada, that they've been able to do this, you know, for years. There's been no ugly, you know, rivalry or anything.
I look at my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. They get along so well. They celebrate each other's birthdays. They bring each other's spouses. It's like, and it's been that way for so many years. There's absolutely zero uncomfortable feelings at all.
Yes.
And so I think that that's something that we strive for, but you're right, I think that comes with age. I can see whenever, you know, Scott's dating Sophia, who's very young, and now his new girlfriend is also very young, that's really hard for them to wrap their head around, especially whenever you're on a reality show and people are looking at that and they're seeing these conversations and people are saying, gosh, Scott's still in love with Kourtney. If that's your man, and you're 19, you don't...
19.
You're like...
That's why Scott needs to holler at me. Scott, holler at your girl, Kim Whitley. I want to be friends with the Kardashians. I do. I want to hang out.
She wants a Disick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited because the final season, kind of sad, but also excited, the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians kicks off tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Right here on E! All right, after the final rose, host Emmanuel Acho says there was a really big moment that happened that never made air. It involved a tough conversation between Rachel and fellow Bachelor frontrunner Michelle.
Ooh.
I said, well, look, Rachel, you put out a public apology for the world, but there were women that you were friends with that haven't heard from you and still feel broken because of that. So if you're willing, Michelle would love to talk to you. Michelle walks out, they sit down on the couch together, and after Michelle pours her heart out and Rachel pours her heart out, the two shared an embrace, and I simply sat there and witnessed it and thought, if we could see this collectively as a society, we could all grow.
They should have started with this conversation.
Yes.
Should have started with these conversations. These two women look like the country after the election.
Wow.
I don't know about you guys, but I think a lot of people lost friends during the presidential election, during Black Lives Matter. Yes. I saw people saying, I can't talk to you because you can't see why this person is wrong. And if you voted for this person, then you and I cannot be friends. And there were some hard lines drawn in the sand. And to see two people on national television talk about something like race or, you know, differences of opinions, to see those two people start a conversation could have given other people the words.
And why did they cut
it?
That's what I'm trying to understand. Why would they cut that conversation? That was beautiful. I know I blocked a lot of people on Facebook.
You know,
there were some people, they say some things, you had to let them go.
I'm so happy to have another person on the panel who's still on Facebook with me.
Yes!
Justin and Morgan always make fun of me about my Facebook. Anywho, I will say that that's a really great perspective. I didn't even think about that. Like, that could have been something that...
That'd have been great.
Other people could have took into their own lives and said, like, you know what, if they can move past this, then maybe I can too. I'm very confused on why Rachel wouldn't reach back out. I feel like that took a lot for Michelle to reach out to her.
Shame.
And shame?
Shame. A lot of times we go and we go get into the shame monster of it all, and the shame monster
and
tell
immaturity.
Us. Yeah, how embarrassing. And
I just, my, the way I personally handle, I hate being in fights, right? I hate people mad at me. So if I know you're mad at me and you're gonna go out on a limb and talk to me, I'm gonna be like, yes, please talk to me. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. The fact that you were able to get down on your knees that fast. I'd have still been down there. But Emmanuel, thank you for putting
probably
on that blue shirt.
Probably would still have a man.
Who, me? Oh! Touché. Oh, my God.
It's harder to forgive, a friend or a partner?
A friend.
A friend.
As a partner, yes. You have to talk it out. Like, if we're going to live together, if we're going to sleep with each other, we have to talk it out at some point. As a friend, you both can be stubborn, go to your corners, stay in your corners, and you, as a friend, will talk to five people, tell them five different iterations of the story until you get that one answer you are looking for that makes you right.
But a friend is there forever, I feel like. A partner, unless it's your husband, they come and go. That's what I learned in life, that if you have a friend who you've had for years, they're going to be there for your wedding, your births, your divorce. So you really have to talk to them.
Yeah, have to, but harder.
Especially funeral. If they feel like, you know, it depends on the closeness for both, right? Mm. For Rachel and Matt, it was still, even though they were supposed to be engaged, it was still a very new relationship in the big scheme of things.
Right.
They've been dating for a couple months. It's one thing if your partner is your husband, you've married this person,
yes.
You're stuck with them forever. But if it's your new relationship, then I think it's, how am I trying to say? It's easier to break off a partner
yes.
than it is a friend.
Yes.
Breaking up with a friend to me is super hard and emotionally taxing and tough to do. So I'm quicker to forgive a friend than I am a partner, especially if it's a newer relationship. Because if we have a big blowout and it's only 3 months in, there's a lot of times that's like the blowout.
But Michelle's was new. Michelle and Rachel, that's a new relationship also.
Yeah, maybe Rachel was like,
they didn't know each other that
maybe.
Long.
Maybe.
Right. Hey,
I was being nice.
We were on a show, but for real, we were going after the same man, so I didn't
I didn't really like you.
Meanwhile, no. Michelle's like pouring her heart out there, and Rachel's like, yeah, I guess we can talk. I don't even know your last name. Like,
what
is going on?
No.
That's funny.
Absolutely.
All right, well, still ahead, you guys. Justin sit down with the one and only Michelle Obama. Her big confession about Beyonce and Adele. Plus, what Gwyneth Paltrow is revealing about the cosmetic work she's had done. That is all coming up.
Is she going to tell us about
good.
It?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gwyneth Paltrow says women should be more open about their cosmetic procedures, which gives us a perfect excuse for a round of Would You Do It? Gwyneth says anti-wrinkle injections make her look less pissed off. She tells Harper's Bazaar, I think it's nice when women share because there's a lot of shame around surgery or injectables or fillers. And it would be nice if people felt confident about the choices they were making. But if they want to have a beauty secret, that's okay too. I'm an open book. So, would you do it? And do you like it when others are open about their cosmetic work?
I'm just tired of people telling me collagen and water. Like, sis, I know it's not collagen and water, sis. Run me your surgeon's number so I can call off this investigation.
Not the investigation.
Because that's the thing. If I think you look good and you tell me, I say, hey, you know, what's up? What you got? And you say, it's my little secret, I'm going to respect that. But if you give people false hope and tell them, oh, I've been dieting and exercising
sleeping,
and not telling us about the lipo, Botox, and chin tuck you had, then that's why I get pissed off at. So either tell us everything or keep your mouth shut.
Right. Especially when your lips are going from here to here and you're just like, no, this is natural. I was like, nope, that's not. Nope. Your lips are a little bigger than they were.
I mean, I'm a pretty open book. I've said on the show that I always wanted Botox and then I never had it. Well, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I did get a little something.
And you like it?
I do like it because I don't really, I'll be honest, I don't even see it myself, but I think I like
it. Did you whisper on live TV?
Yeah, I whispered.
Did you just whisper?
Her husband doesn't know she did Botox. Shannon has no idea she did Botox.
Because here's the thing, I don't even know what I did. I just went to, you know, my girl and said, work your magic. What do you think I need? You know, and I like it. So, but I have no shame in adding that because I think it's okay. I don't think it has to be weird. I think a lot of women are doing these things and I think it's fun to open it up about it. And it also makes women who like have these maybe wrinkles coming in and they sit there and they look at their friends and they're the same age and they're wondering, why don't you?
Right.
That's not fair. And whenever that being open is, it's like they get into this comparison game and they're like, well, it's just collagen and water.
No. But I think it's gotten better. You know, if we say 10 years ago, women weren't talking about it. I think we're becoming more open because, you know, procedures and things on television. And as we talk about it, it becomes easier for everyone to talk about it. Because I'm telling you, if I didn't have Botox right now, my forehead would be right here by my lips. Right here on TV right now. And I think it's something that as, you know, as the medical field discovers new things, that it not only it helps you right now, but it's going to help you later because if you're relaxing the muscle, you're not using it and frowning so much, so you will have less wrinkles as you age.
I love that. You trying to get on this Gwyneth Paltrow thing and work for that cosmetics company. I see you.
Like, they say black don't crack, but it'll be cracking a little bit.
Let's be all the way real. Gwyneth is
pushing.
Gwyneth is being open also because she has become a spokesperson for a new filler.
Oh!
So she is also like, of course I get this free, by the way, because basically paid to tell you all I get Botox.
100%. But she's also never been that shy about, you know, her nip and her thing. Not nip and tuck. I would say her pinch and prod here and there. But I also think people started to separate what plastic surgery was and what injectables were because we used to lump them all together.
Yeah.
And people would get defensive. Like, no, I didn't have plastic surgery. I just got an injectable.
Right.
So now we're more, like you said, we're more used to it. And we're more open about talking about it.
Right, because fillers don't last forever. So you guys will see in like 3 months if like things are drooping.
I can't. I'm telling you, in 10 years, they're just going to be able to give you a filler everywhere. You don't need plastic surgery. Mm. They're going to be able to just take a needle and
fill you up.
Yeah, and fill you up wherever you need. I love it. I'm not mad at it. I've done some things. My friends have done some things. And I think it's, especially when you're in this industry,
it's very common where we're from, like, or where we're at now. Where I'm from, I don't think it's quite as common. I'm, you know, from Missouri. And I think it's fine. Like, everybody should do whatever makes them feel more comfortable. And I don't think that there should be shame either way. I think I love the people, you know, J-Lo, she swears she never had Botox. She never had anything. She swears by olive oil on her face. And if that's what you can do and look like J-Lo, by all means, girl, you do that. Or, you know, people embracing their aging, I love that too. I just think it's, we should get to the point where it's like, you do you. I ain't got nothing to say about you.
No.
Just you do you.
But don't run me a lie, sis. Don't run me a lie.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
up next,
great.
The A-lister who is admitting they took on some crappy projects.
crap. They took a crap.
Oh, that was funny. Okay, just to get a good paycheck. And The Talk extends their hiatus again, the latest drama after the break.
What's wrong with
I literally said the star took a crap.
Yes.
I blamed it.
Yeah, you finally got it in.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Back to Daily Pop. Let's get right into today's Hollywood Minute. Demi Lovato is dropping some heartbreaking revelations in her new docuseries, Dancing with the Devil. It premiered at the online South by Southwest Festival, and in it, Demi says she lost her virginity in a rape when she was a teenager. She does not name the person, but says in the YouTube Originals documentary out Tuesday, she had to see them all the time. The Talk is extending its hiatus as it looks into that heated exchange and more involving Sharon Osbourne. In a statement to Deadline, CBS says the show will extend its break until next Tuesday as it continues to review the issues. All right, and on a lighter note, it's a topless Chrissy Teigen sharing the moment with her son, Miles, who tried to steal her spotlight. She captioned this Instagram photo, "Please move. Mommy is trying to be thirsty, okay? Can't mama just have a little thirst photo, Miles?" All right, that's your Hollywood Minute. Eddie Murphy has a Golden Globe, a Grammy, and countless other awards, but he also got a special Razzie Award for Worst Actor of the Decade. He told Drew Barrymore how he knew it was time to re-examine his career.
I had it all the way together for years and years and years. And then what happened with movies is they started offering you so much money to do stuff that I wound up doing all. You know what that's like. You just do and be like, hey, you want to give me that much money to do that? Okay, so.
Eddie said making movies stopped being fun, so he took an 8-year break and recentered himself. How many stars do you think focus on the money rather than the work, Kim?
Ah, you went right to me.
I did.
Absolutely.
I wanted to know what you thought.
Eddie Murphy got 10 kids. He got to focus on that money. Well, where the money resides,
where the money resides.
10 kids? Yes, Eddie. And I mean, he has a big overhead. And at the time, you know, you just want to work and have fun. And sometimes you don't know the movie is going to, you know, tank. Norbit, my favorite. I don't know how he got a Razzie Award for that, but Eddie was, you know, doing a lot of those big cop movies. And I think about my career. I've done some things. I was like, how much are they paying? Mm-hmm. Because they need big names, you know, for these projects. I was like, I'll take it. And then I hope no one sees it. You know?
And then everybody sees it.
You're like, I hope this is
and it becomes a cult classic.
I mean, I'm not an actress, but I would imagine, I guess maybe whenever you're as big as Eddie Murphy or you and you guys have done so many things, you probably don't have to worry about that kind of stuff as much. But I would think there'd be a little bit, at least for me, even as a host, you know, jobs can just, you can have one and you're on fire and you're going and you're going and you're on a daytime show and then you're just not. And then you're not for 2 years. And then you're like, I got to pay the damn bills, you know? Like you said, he's got 10 kids.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
And Eddie likes being funny. He likes acting. He's very funny.
I thought you were going to say, Eddie like money. I'm like, yeah,
Eddie likes money. Yeah, he loves money.
He doesn't like
money. He got
money.
Enough money. Yeah. But he definitely is a comedian and an actor. He acts a fool. He loves those characters.
For sure. And I think for Eddie Murphy, too, when you're an actor, like you said, sometimes you can look at your peers and you see them not working for a long time and you almost instinctively know that that could potentially happen to you. And when Eddie was coming up, as a Black actor, there weren't that many predecessors who had long-standing careers. There was the Sidney Poitiers and the Denzels, but other than that, there wasn't that many Black actors that had a lot of longevity. I think Eddie Murphy was kind of sort of the person who opened that door for everybody with those Disney movies and those huge-ass contracts. So
and
for Eddie Murphy, he was like,
too. That's
started,
a big difference.
And also, like, if you don't use it, you will lose it. So you have to understand if you're sitting at home and you're not out there and you're not doing it, you sit back and you're like, oh, am I going to be able to do it? You doubt yourself. So Eddie had to stay out there in the public eye. He had to make, you know, art and make the work. And I'm glad that he did.
Yeah, he may regret it, but I'm happy with it. I like what he... I love anything
he does. And his drama. You know, he does some great drama work. You can tell I'm an Eddie fan.
Can you imagine the first day Eddie got home on the first day of that 8-year hiatus? He was like, so your name is Paige, and this is Eddie Jr. What's this one's name? Okay, hold on. Let me just put you guys in order to where I can tell you. Like, just to, like, break down the 10 kids, you know what I mean?
Eddie has to work on those children.
I understand, right?
Eddie.
Do your thing, man. You're
and coming to America. Look, finally.
I'm excited about that one is
great for him.
Yeah.
Coming from America, too. Yes.
Ramble.
After the break, we are hanging with Mrs. O. Michelle Obama is talking about her famous friends and why she's asking Justina for some help. And can you guess the celeb who's rocking this ripped bod at the age of 56?
I'll give you another hint.
Oh, that's Wolverine.
I'll give you another hint. The reason why A-Rod got to...
I know who that
Welcome is. Welcome back. After the break, we asked if you could guess which celeb makes eating a coconut look this good.
I got it. I know it. You know, I got it.
This
I
is
know.
The reason why Alex Rodriguez got on that plane to Dominican Republic real quick. Okay?
I didn't know his body looked like that. I can tell because of his head shape. That is Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
That's who I had in my head, but you know honestly. What?
See the head shape? It's the head shape.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm not even going to lie. When we said 56, I thought that stomach looked like a 20-year-old.
Yes.
I was very confused because I'm like, well, Lenny Kravitz is coming in my head, but no. That belly is like a Michael B. Jordan.
I don't remember him looking like that.
Damn.
Lenny B. Kravitz.
Is he getting injectables in his stomach?
What is that? The movie?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He better get on that plane and go on down there and check on J-Lo.
Damn.
Wow. Because you can tell by the head. Musicians, real brilliant musicians, got large heads. So he got that large head right there.
So it wasn't the hair. It was because
of
that music.
No, it was the shape of the head. Okay. It was that brilliant brain right there.
Oh, my God. All right, you guys, it's finally time for Justin's big interview.
You guys, I literally got to talk to Michelle Obama about her new show, Waffles and Mochi. And I'm actually really excited to see this because I was so nervous, I don't even know what we talked about.
Let me just get these names right. Waffles and Mochi.
Perfect.
And what do I call the greatest first lady ever? Do we call her Michelle? Is it Mrs. Obama? Or do I call you what I called you during your term? Mom? Do we just go with Mom?
I mean, we just call her the supermarket owner.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. these two call me Mrs. O.
That's right, Mrs. O.
But whatever you are comfortable with.
All right. Well, Queen, welcome. Haley Pop. Oh my God. I have to know, Waffles and Mochi, what's it like working with Mrs. O?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, she's just the supermarket owner, you know? We see her every day and all night, and she's just like a part of our family.
Well, that's normal though.
Yep.
Yeah. Sounds exactly like what I would say.
Right? I mean, now she's our queen.
If you want to be great chefs, you have to learn about all kinds of different foods.
And I love that this show is about getting kids and their parents in the kitchen. But I gotta be honest, some of these husbands need some help with their cuisine as well. So we need the man sit down for this one as well.
I like that. I think that's a great idea. Dads can cook, they should. If they don't, they should learn.
My dad cooks really well. He's a frozen waffle.
What strange things?
We've seen stranger things than that.
Oh, Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I love that, you know, this generation gets this show to be kind of sort of their beacon and their way to learn new things. For me, it was Magic School Bus. Did you guys have a show that you grew up on that just taught you everything?
Well, I love Schoolhouse Rock. I mean, I still know my multiplication tables. By the song, 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4, yeah, so I do singing. That was my go-to show for learning some stuff.
I think Schoolhouse Rock, 227, and the Oprah Winfrey Show all put together kind of gave me what I know about life now.
Not a bad trio, you know? It served you well, Justin. You're doing just great.
I swear to you, you have no idea. I'm going to melt in this chair in 2 seconds. Michelle Obama, former First Lady, Queen, Mrs. O. I'm just going to call you everything now.
Okay, you got
this is what he would look like if he melted.
There's this crazy misconception that in order to eat healthy, you have to be wealthy.
Oh.
How, as a society, can we break that stigma?
You know, I think, you know, one of the things that Waffles and Mochi does a good job with is showing families affordable and doable meals. Because oftentimes, if you know what you're doing in the kitchen, it can be more affordable to cook at home than to go out. Now, the challenge that we face in this country is access to affordable, fresh produce. And so we're hoping that we can encourage people to really advocate for more communities to have this kind of access. And that way, they can try these recipes for themselves and realize that you can save money. If you buy a whole chicken and cut it up, it's cheaper than buying a chicken in parts, for example.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes.
No. It's so true. It's so true. Now, I know, honey, that Rolodex is thick, it is vast, and it is quality, grade A. If you had to go through that Rolodex and get whoever you could for season two, who would be the people you would, who's the top five that you would call on to come on and cook with Mochi and Waffle?
That's so hard.
Come on.
That is so Waffles. Three. You have to help me out.
I mean, I would say Lady Gaga.
Oh. Yes.
I would say, well, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of people that we can have on the show.
Well, that's so
What do you think?
Was that Beyonce? Because I heard Beyonce from him.
Yep, Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Adele is on the list.
Oh, I mean, Adele, absolutely. Hey, Adele, are you watching this, Adele?
And I know that Beyonce and Adele both have children of Waffles and Mochi watching age. You know, I think we'd be happy with whoever wanted to join in on the fun. And Justin, you can help us recruit some more celebrities, you know?
I mean, I will bag at the supermarket, okay?
Okay.
I will work.
Justin, pick you up on that, all right? We always need help at the supermarket.
Justin signed it up back.
Oh my God. Well, I cannot wait for this show to come out. You know, just send me your address. I'll come over for dinner.
All right. We'll check up. We'll follow up.
Bag some groceries. We'll be good.
I will be there to bag some groceries. You guys, thank you so much.
Oh, so good.
Job, Justin.
That had been such a huge moment for you.
It was a life-changing moment. It was a life-changing moment, but it also was a moment that I got clarity and the universe gave me something really special. What do I always say about famous people and technology? The more famous, the more technical issues they have. Yes. The worse the Wi-Fi. Michelle Obama's Wi-Fi cut out halfway through the interview. And I was like, you are the most famous woman in the world, and this would happen to you,
now. You said that.
It always happens. And you guys will have more with Michelle Obama this week. We talk about Barack's cooking. We talk about her kids' cooking. She lets me in on the meal that she loves the most. And Waffles and Mochi is streaming now on Netflix. You don't want to miss it. It's really adorable.
I'm excited to show Chase this. He loves being in the kitchen.
So it's cute. The cutest.
I love it. And the little Waffles guy is so cute, too. All right, coming up, St. Patrick's Day is more than just drinking and eating. Is it? Yeah. I don't know about that. We're going to show you how to do it with a twist. Don't go anywhere. Good job, buddy.
That was cute.
Welcome back to Daily Pop, and today's Whip It Up Wednesday, we're going to throw a St. Patrick's Day party. So here to show us some fun ways to celebrate is the host of Food Channel's Eat, Travel, Rock, Kelly Rizzo.
Hello. Thanks for having me, ladies.
This is so festive. I'm so excited.
Well, we're all a little Irish today, right?
Yes.
One day of the year.
Didn't want to get pinched. Okay, so before we get started, I want to let you guys know you can scan that QR code at the bottom of your screen, and that will get you all of the recipes we're about to talk about. Okay, so let's start with the cocktail, shall we?
Of course. So this is the Limey Leprechaun. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's super, super simple. We're starting with some Deep Eddy Lime Vodka. Now, this just came out. It's brand new. So good. Now, this drink's going to be really refreshing. So we're going to start with about an ounce of the Deep Eddy Lime.
Nice.
Then we're going to add some melon liqueur. Okay, so now this is going to give it that really great green color, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, about an ounce of that. Then some fresh lime juice. Okay, and then we're gonna top it with some lime seltzer.
Lime seltzer? I didn't even know they had all this lime
stuff.
Yeah,
so it's very, very limey.
Okay.
And give it a little stir there.
I feel like it's gonna be so good.
I like this long stuff.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Wait, I gotta put my lime on the side.
Oh, yeah, garnish
Look
with
at
the
that.
Fresh lime.
Oh, that's good.
You're ahead of me on that.
Guys,
yeah, there we
I
go.
I know it sounds like a lot of lime. But it's not too limey.
No, because that melon liqueur gives it a sweetness.
Right? Wow, that's good.
Right? A little some Irish spirits in the morning.
Yes.
So next we're moving on to a healthy avocado dip.
Ooh, okay.
Now this is really easy. So we've got some mashed up avocado here in the bowl. We're going to add some crumbled feta. Just crumble that right on top
there. Now, is this light? Would we consider this?
So this is a healthier dip.
Healthier dip, okay.
Yeah, and I'll show you why in just a second here, but we're gonna sprinkle in some fresh dill, some salt and pepper.
Did I put too much feta in there?
There's no such thing. So then we're gonna add some Odang vegan cucumber dill mayo.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, so this gives it a lot of extra flavor and it's vegan, so it's a healthier kind of mayo. And we're just gonna stir that up.
Feta and avocado, this is up my alley.
Right? I know it is.
So it's another little take on, you know, kind of a guacamole type of type of dish, but it's a little healthier.
And it's nice to switch it up, because I always have my go-to dips. I don't try new stuff enough.
Yep, that's what I was. You're married to Bob Saget. What are you all doing?
Yeah, yeah. Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Love him. So how are you guys celebrating today?
Well, he is actually very far away. He's filming a movie in the Caribbean, actually. So he's gone a little bit. So, yeah.
Lucky him.
So we're not celebrating together, but this is really fun because you can serve it with crudité. These are green kale tortilla chips, guys. So, you know, of course, keeping it green as possible.
You guys, this is really good.
Okay, these are...
Yum.
Healthy. What are these?
So those are kale tortilla chips.
Okay.
You can get like avocado tortilla chips. I mean, of course, we're trying to keep it green. So, pretty good, huh?
It's good with veggies, too.
That is, I love the way you mix the feta and the, okay.
All right, let's get to the cannoli.
Okay.
You have a twist on a cannoli.
Yeah. So this is both of my cultures coming together in one bowl. We got the Italian and the Irish. So now this is, I'm telling you guys, if you make this at a party or something, it will be the biggest hit. This cannoli dip, it is addicting. It is so good. The full recipe is up on my Instagram at Eat Travel Rock. But you can serve it with these pizzelle cookies or some fresh strawberries. And it is, and of course, we made it a little green. Yeah, tell me what you think.
You taste it?
That's stupid.
Isn't it so good?
And this is a cannoli dip.
So it's like the cannoli filling, but you make it a dip, so you can dip a lot of healthy fruits or some of the cookies
into
it.
And it's so light.
And you change the color.
Yeah, just added a little organic green food coloring, you know, make it a little festive for St. Patty's Day.
It's so light.
Oh, my God.
It's dangerous.
Right?
Like, you're just going to keep going and going and going.
I'm glad you like it. And so... Finally, we've got something super simple here. Mm-hmm. So this you don't even have to really make. This is Twix candy pop. So it's like Twix candy and popcorn fused together in one snack. But of course, we gave a little green spritz. You can actually pick this up at Kroger, but it's already in like a gold bag. So it looks like a little pot of gold, you know?
Wow.
So green candy popcorn.
All of
these are all so great.
No.
If you guys want any of Kelly's recipes, again, you can just scan that QR code with your phone and see them right there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh, cheers.
Great cheers.
Yeah, cocktail was popular.
Cheers.
No, I don't know. They're all tied. They're all really good.
You
guys can watch Eat Travel Rock on the Food Channel and see Kelly there. Coming up, Tom Mulholland's crying confession, if your man was in tears all the time. Would that be a deal breaker? We'll discuss after the break. Yum. We are going to get emotional with Tom Mulholland today in today's Pop of Love. So he may play a superhero, but this man is not afraid to cry. The Spider-Man star confessed to British GQ Out Now that while filming his new war movie, Cherry, he had no problem tapping into his emotions. In fact, he cries constantly. Listen.
I cry. Like watching films now all the time. It's really embarrassing as well. I don't know what happened to me. Like I went through a phase where I'd never cry about anything. And now I reckon I cry four times a week. I don't cry four times a week, but I cry a lot.
Yeah. Four times a week would be a lot.
Oh my gosh.
If you crying four times a week, when am I gonna get my cry in? Like, you can't be hogging all, like, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I don't know if I like an emotional man like that.
You don't?
No, I mean, I want you to show your emotions, but not that much. Like, it's probably, his sun sign is probably a Cancer.
They probably cry a lot.
Very emotional.
What about you, Justin? Do you like a guy who cries?
I don't want to say no because I know the minute that I say that, the next dude that walks in my life is going to be void of all emotion. It's probably going to be a psychopath. So I just like somebody who is in touch with said emotions, but I also like somebody who can self-soothe.
Yeah.
Like, if I have to always calm you down or I have to always talk you off the ledge, like, that's going to be an issue for me. I'm the type of person where I can self-soothe, and if I can't, then I'll go to you and say, I just need to tell you something.
Yeah. And even if you had a friend that cried a lot, a girlfriend that's crying all the time, I'm like, come on, get over him already.
It depends if it's like a cry, like watching a movie and something touches you, or yes, a viral video that's like, sometimes viral videos just make me cry, like the sweet ones where they're like the babies are hearing for the first time.
What about your husband, Shannon?
Do you allow your husband to cry?
Does he cry? Has he ever cried?
Never.
What? That's never. Like my father.
I know.
I've never seen my father cry but one time.
I've never seen my father cry either.
Let's get Natalie Morales in here. This might be an episode of Dateline. Your man's never cried, then all of a sudden...
But no, I think it's okay. Like, my father is a great man, and he's never cried in front of us. And the one time I remember my mother passed, and I saw him cry, and I was like, oh, he really loved her. Mm. To see him, because I knew their relationship. So if I dated someone and I saw him cry, I would be okay. But I think if he cried all the time, I don't mind movies.
But let me ask you a question. Do you think you're like that because you grew up with a father who didn't cry?
Oh, that was good. Yeah, we just got him and my brothers to start saying I love you to each other. That was a whole situation.
Oh, so interesting.
To male to male,
I don't know that my brothers and my dad say it. My dad says it to me all the time.
But does he say it to the boys? Okay.
Well, I don't know if he says it to the boys.
And
I don't
Shannon
think
doesn't
he does.
Cry.
Which is why
crazy.
You guys have beef now.
Yep. Huh.
Your brothers and you have that beef because...
No.
Therapy. We've had therapy. All right.
That's interesting. But my husband and his dad say I love you a lot, so...
But he just don't cry.
Just don't cry. Up next, the star who's got Channing Tatum feeling all sorts of luster the moment only we have on camera next.
Everybody, I have something to tell you. I'm not Sebastian. I'm Viola.
Wait, you're not Viola.
Yes, I am.
No, I know Viola. I kissed Viola.
You kissed me. I got the script like 2 years before we started. I wasn't sure if it was the right thing for me because I didn't know how dressing up as a guy would help me in any way.
What up?
We're gonna be tight, bro.
She's hysterical. She's hysterical like she always is. As beautiful as always.
Hey.
You look
see
beautiful, you. Darling.
You look sexy. Yeah.
But I'm all flustered now since she's around.
Oh my gosh, look at those two flirting on the red carpet. That's so cute.
It was cute. That movie was everything, too, by the way.
Now I have to go and rewatch.
Very cute. I love these throwback clips. Okay, we're going to celebrate the luck of the Irish on St. Patrick's Day. A recent study found that 65% of Americans are superstitious. 83% believe in good luck, and only 50% believe in bad luck. A new report also breaks down the most common superstitions by state. So, Kim, you're from Ohio. The most popular superstition where you're from is throwing salt over your shoulders.
Oh, I've seen that. I thought you were going to say, step on a crack, break your mama back. Step on a line. Yeah. I don't know.
Are you superstitious?
I was waiting for it.
Do you do the salt thing?
I've never done the salt thing.
I do the salt thing.
No,
Justin, you are from Louisiana. And you're lucky. Superstition is carrying a rabbit's foot.
Probably because they killed it before they...
Oh!
It does. I mean, if it walks, they're shooting it. Oh, I'm not even lying. I'm telling you.
I'm throwing some salt on my back now. I can't wait. Maybe that's been my problem all along.
It's actually not for luck. It's just a trophy because they shoot everything in Louisiana.
Okay, that makes
sense.
That's
hilarious. Okay,
and
I'm from Missouri, so my lucky superstition is where... As prime numbers are my lucky thing.
Oh, nice. Oh. Do you do the lottery?
No, but you know what? I'm going to do it today.
I was going to say,
all prime numbers in there.
I do the lottery literally all the time. I'm like the guy like picking money up from like all the makeup artists trying to get a pool going.
Yeah, okay, you're that person.
All win so I can run away with the money.
Okay, there you go.
Oh my God.
All right, you guys, tomorrow, if you want to get a Kardashian body, we've got their trainer here sharing all their workout secrets. Plus, we have a new interview with Lisa Vanderpump. Now, don't forget to call her Kim Whitley.
I know, I'm calling Lisa tonight. Ooh. Oh my God.
She said that in the commercial.
I know. I brought it up. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 a.m. on E! Here for Daily Pop.
The
Set your DVRs. You'll never miss an episode.
Get those 6 pounds back.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Have a good day. Wear green. See ya.
The shade.
I'm going to pinch both of you.
so shady.
That was good.
Got me. Hey, draft.